The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Adam, Sal, Justin, they are fucking back again. Adam, Sal, Justin, better click the button.
Look out!
Our programs will go away. Lose some fat, show those abs, bang your wife
in the ass.
Tell your friends and your mom before Doug makes them gone. Adam, Sal, Justin, you may get some sex again. Adam, Sal, Justin, bring that wheelbell back again.
Look out!
The discount will go away.
Because of Doug.
MindPumpRadio.com. Click on the yellow button. Do it now.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome to Mind Pump Radio.
Yeah.
This is Adam Schaefer. I'm here with Sal DiStefano.
You guys are weird.
And Justin Andrews. And the one, the only, the Doug the Spinner.
You guys are fucking crazy. Put your hands above the table, Adam. I want to see your hands.
No, I just ran up the stairs.
You're acting like you're having sex, but Justin sounds like he's taking a shit.
I was thinking hemorrhoid or...
I don't know what Justin's doing.
Something.
There. Justin's thrusting so hard that he's shitting.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
What are we doing right now?
All right, guys. I don't know how long this episode's going to be, but I read this article.
Well, we just lost like half our listeners. They're like, I am not listening to this episode.
No.
They will.
Check out this.
Sometimes those are the best ones, though, I feel like.
Well, listen to this article I just pulled up right now.
All right, let's hear it.
This is in the Daily Mail. And the title of this article
is... Oh, it's in the what?
The Daily Mail.
What is that?
Daily Mail?
Yeah, M-A-L-E.
Well,
No, M-A-I-L. Jesus Christ.
Oh, is it something you subscribe to?
This is like a super popular...
Stop saying no, like everybody that's fucking listening knows. I don't even know.
Most people know.
Daily Mail Nudes.
It's a website that's really popular in the UK. It's like a news website, but they do like news that's kind of off.
Kind of like Huffington Post type-ish?
Nah, that's more political. This is more like...
Like the Onion.
Maybe. No, this is like, what is that one?
Like a Mad Magazine?
What's that one, the tabloids you see at the...
BuzzFeed?
Oh, you mean like a National Enquirer?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay. See, you got to set the table for me, bro. So now I know what we're getting into now.
Okay. Don't worry, you'll like the subject, Adam.
Okay.
So the title of this article is Rising Number of Asian Women...
I'm listening.
Are having pubic hair transplants.
Wait. Getting them?
They're having pubic hair transplants.
Where are they transplanting it to?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one pubic area.
No,
I'm assuming.
It sounds like they're transferring to their pubic, not from their pubic.
No. Why the hell are they at? No, to the...
Bro, I don't know. You're reading from something crazy. I have no idea. Are they transferring vagina hair to their top of their head?
Yeah, you're like, honey, is that a goatee? Like are you growing
hair
a goatee?
Club for vagina? Yeah,
look at your... Is that a goatee you're
growing? Well, I mean, I'm thinning on top a little bit. You started getting me... I perked up like, oh, I didn't know that was an option.
Bro,
you can get some Asian pubes up there.
I don't know. Adam had an afro on his head. So check this out. So the number of pubic hair transplants in Asia has increased since 2006. Between 2010 and 2012, there was a 78% increase in pubic hair transplants.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Why?
That's a lot.
Because in some Asian countries, pubic hair is a sign of health and fertility.
You know, I used to... Yeah. This is what I used to tell...
Oh my God, they transplant...
Grow that bush.
Dude, they transplant... This is weird. They transplant head hair to the pubic area.
Well, here's what's funny.
What?
It's funny that you're reading this, because I used to actually say, okay, so I've had girlfriends before that have had electrolysis done.
On the vajayjay?
Yeah. And so, you know, they're
right to like trim and carve it and make fashionable.
Electrolysis, bro.
No, electrolysis. Get rid of it completely.
All of it gone.
Yeah, completely. Bald eagle. And I remember going through, because I was dating them at the time, and I remember, you know, and mind you, of course, I appreciate that, and I most certainly like that, and 100% for that. But I remember joking and saying that, you know, what's going to happen though when, you know,
when it's back in fashion.
Exactly, when it's back in fashion. We see that in everything else. We see it in clothes. Those of you that are young may not know this, but if you've been around 30 plus years, you know that fucking tapered jeans and what we call skinny jeans now is not new.
Bikinis and tarantulas are coming back.
Is that right?
I don't know, man. I mean, God, you ever look at like old porn? Like from the 70s with like the massive.
Yeah, we say that right now because we're on to bald vaginas right now.
I don't know.
We just moved out from runway vaginas to bald vaginas.
It went from the strip.
Yes.
To nothing.
Yes.
Right. And you think it's going to go back.
The triangle.
And it could go back.
You think it's going to go back to freaking wild National Geographic. Yeah. Just let it all happen.
Well, there was this small little vajazzle time too, which I was a huge fan of that. I don't know why they didn't take
vajazzle?
Off. No.
No, vajazzle.
Oh, vajazzle.
Come on, yeah, bro. You got to be up to it.
I'll be on the vajazzle.
Yeah, that was for some reason that trend did not take off that much, but I was a huge advocate of that. I thought that was
Where they put little jewels on
them? Yeah, they bedazzle their vagina. It's fucking awesome.
Little bells and stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely awesome.
So
it's bald already as it is, and then you have just it's bedazzled. You get down there and it's like it's fucking
it's
great.
Like a light show.
Yeah, it's sparkly. Like,
I'm ready to party.
Like, I didn't expect a disco ball down here.
Yeah,
let's make it happen.
Excellent.
Well, so Adam might be onto something because it's not a universal, like obviously in America, most men prefer little to no hair now, today, 2015.
Right.
But in Asia, obviously, it looks like men and women are preferring some hair.
Just dive right in.
You know what I think? You know why I think that might be the case? Because I know in Japan, it is illegal to show pubic hair in porn. So they always like blur out the pubic area. So the women don't wax anything, so you can see kind of the contrast in color, so it can kind of looks like you're seeing through the stuff.
You've thought really hard about this.
Somebody
knows way too much about this.
Fuck, man, I make everything nerdy.
You know that they have those vending machines with dirty panties in Japan?
What?
This is a real thing.
I was just
all this like awkward crickets.
I wanted to make
please,
it really
somebody
quiet.
Google it.
No, it's right. He's true. He's right.
Asshole. There's vending machines with dirty panties
in Japan. In Japan,
yeah, dude. These dirty old freaking, you know, businessmen. This somebody's crackpot idea. That
well, dude, the more repressed the culture is, the more weird their fetish is.
That's it. It's just a fetish.
Yeah,
it's like
they do that, and then there's
dirty. Okay, I'm
this literally is.
I like
true.
How you guys just kind of graze over this, but I'm trying. I'm envisioning a fucking soda machine that kicks out dirty panties when I put my
it is.
Hey, you know we have an expert in the room on the subject.
Oh yeah,
Doug lived in Japan for a long time. Doug,
tell us, Doug tell ever, us how weird that guy.
Did you ever see panty vending machines?
I did not. I heard about them, though.
See?
But I don't think they're, like, dirty from the standpoint of them being really nasty.
No, they're just worn.
They're just worn, yeah. I think the women just put the panties on.
Do some jumping jacks and
something like
off.
That. And then
I
kind of
get that.
Off,
I remember I used to save my high school girlfriend's panties in my drawers.
Did you ever try them on?
Crickets. No, but I used to smell them as a teenage boy.
Oh my God! Come on!
Yeah.
Hey,
God. You guys didn't do that when you were a teenage boy,
bro.
I also like confessionals for that.
I think when I was a kid too. I think I do recall telling my girlfriend that I liked her having a bunch.
What
of
What is that
hair.
About men liking that smell, that scent?
It's pheromones, bro.
Yeah, I know
it's pheromones.
I know what it is. I'm just trying to.
And
like,
I think as a young boy, you like that because it you know you have a woman now. You're with a woman because she's got lots of pubic hair and.
Dude,
her
so no, I would have never admitted that.
I just think it was a 90s.
Well, you
bro.
Know me. I just put it all
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, you got.
You know what though?
Out
hold
in
on
the
a se-
world now.
Hold on a second, bro. You were a virgin until like 10 years ago. So you saw your first one like 10 years ago.
No, I didn't say I seen my no, bro. Come on, I was one of the I went all the way to third base and got tagged out before home.
What's third base?
Third base is everything else but that, bro.
It's like oral sex and all that stuff.
Yeah. So you know, right. I was doing that at a young age. I wasn't.
So where you smash it on there, but you're not really getting any penetration.
Yeah, there's no penetration. A lot of dry humping going on. A lot of dry humping.
That's kind of a weird area, right? You know, you really want to, you know, get it
going.
Yeah.
Well, at that, at that age,
it's like a rubbing thing.
Well, yeah, at that age, though, you don't know what getting it in it feels like. So yeah. Any sort of, you know, foreplay whatsoever is fantastic.
Bro, can we just talk about how much it sucks to be a boy going through puberty?
Yeah.
Like, you're so, because when you were young, right, and you go through puberty, you have all this testosterone, you're so goddamn horny. It's it's like you're the most horny you're ever going to be in your life.
I remember getting fights, getting in fights with my girlfriend because, you know, all you ever wanted to do when you're 17 to 19 years old is fool around. And, you know, she puts on a movie and she's like, let's watch this movie.
And you're like, touch my dick.
Yeah, exactly. Here, touch this. And then you get this like, no.
Here,
no,
have
no.
some popcorn. Oops, there's a hole in it. Yeah.
Classic.
Slapping your wrist away the whole time. Slapping your wrist away. No, don't touch me there. No, don't touch me. Watch the movie. Wait, watch the movie. I don't want to watch the fucking movie.
Yeah. How about if you watch the movie while I trace your back of your neck?
Which is funny because now in my 30s, it's the complete opposite. Now that's my girl. My girl, she puts on a movie and she's like, am I going to get laid tonight or what? What's up? And I'm like, oh, honey, I'm tired. It's been a long day.
Oh, that's horrible. Go back to puberty. No, it was horrible. I mean, you'd be in class and you just get a boner for no damn reason. And then if the wind blew the wrong way, you're like, you know,
it's so funny. All these like growing up movies, like that really happened. Like where a teacher would call you like to speak in front of a massive boner. And
well before the Tom Brady incident, that was with the Tuck rule. The Tuck rule. The Tuck was invented way.
The only
before.
Problem is if it's sticking out and then like your shirt kind of comes up. That didn't happen to me. Yeah, it totally did.
It happens to all of us, dude.
Yeah, I was like, hello.
Dude, you ever get a boner around like your parents? Like you're just sitting there at dinner and you just
get
a boner?
Dear Lord.
And you're like, why do I have a boner?
Boner.
While I'm
like,
sitting here
like
my
a
family?
Funeral one time.
No, I remember
how
making
fucked up is that?
You had a boner at a funeral?
Yeah.
You remember that?
For no reason. Yeah. It just was like, nee.
How could you? That's so
and
great.
Then
you
I was like,
that.
What?
And then
it was a sad boner.
And then what sucks is the more you think about it, the more you recognize that you have a boner.
Yeah, you can't get rid of it.
The more boner it gets.
Yeah, it gets more bonerific.
Because then you start acknowledging it, and it's like, ha, I'm here.
You're
like,
feeding it.
You're like, ignore it.
See, girls don't have this
problem.
You can't
feed the boner.
The worst happens, they get wet.
Nobody
knows. Nobody knows. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They can be talking to you. Get wet. You get a hard on while you're talking to somebody. It's a dead giveaway. You know what I'm saying? Facial expressions. Your pants move.
Yeah,
shit happens.
You walk really awkwardly.
Yeah.
You do the whole where you hug
it's
a girl.
Shuffle. It's
where
the
you hug
shuffle.
You hug a girl, but you like stick your butt back so she can't feel your freaking rager.
Yeah. Side hug.
God,
all side hugs.
Yeah, hugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just get so excited, and then you go make out with a chick, and you basically, you pretty much can orgasm. I mean, you're so freaking. It's so horrible.
You're just a constant.
But then here's the worst.
You
part.
Say it's horrible. I think back to those years; those are some of the greatest times ever.
Well, hold on a second. It's horrible at the time, right? Then you get older, and you're just like, God, I wish I could be like that again, where I could just, you know,
because you don't appreciate it.
Yeah, I could just summon a boner at will, you know, any time of the day. You know, when you're like 13, you could be like boner, bing.
Yeah,
horrible. But back on the subject, guys. God, we went way off the subject.
Well, yeah,
let's talk about
the
pubes. Yeah, let's talk about the pubes.
Well, what I'm curious about this.
I like pubes.
We've all been in vagina land for enough time that we've seen trends come and go. Do you guys have a personal preference on?
I love vagina land.
Vagina land.
Do you guys have a personal preference?
Vigilandia. None.
Justin.
Bald eagle, man.
Bald completely. No runway.
I'll salute to that.
I'm cool. I like runways. Runway's cool. I like my girl to change it up. She switches up for me.
Little triangle.
Little surprise.
Maybe,
every once in a while. Hey, honey, look.
It'd be cool if there's like a little Pac-Man with like some little.
So you don't mind the Don King going on?
Now you guys have.
Mind a little Bob Marley?
You guys have never seen a vajazzled vagina, have you?
A vajazzled.
A vajazzled?
Yeah.
No, I have not had the pleasure of looking at a vajazzled.
Well, hey, you want to spice some things up in the bedroom with the wife and stuff like that? Why don't you get her to vajazzle?
Yeah.
It's not permanent, bro.
Vajazzling.
She's vajazzle for a weekend. Just a weekend getaway. A little weekend getaway with some vajazzling.
I'll take you up on
that. Might
there
actually
you go. See, at least Justin's open-minded.
I don't know. That might actually,
hey, honey, we're vajazzling this all weekend.
Yeah. You can get really creative and you can vajazzle it for her. Put your initials in it.
They got glow-in-the-dark vajazzling?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Can you cacazzle? Cuckazzle?
That I don't know if they exist yet. You can try that. You're gonna, but I don't know that. That's a little weird, bro, to bedazzle your dick.
Yeah.
I don't know if all those.
It's going to be, you know, not visible for half of it. In. Out. In.
Oh, shit. Where did they go?
Out.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, and then they're gone.
Yeah, I don't think you can do it, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't think you could do it. I think it would be, feel very weird too.
Yeah. I don't know, unhealthy. Man. If I were to like all of a sudden see, you know, like I'm about to get it going and I see a bunch of pretend jewels stuck to, you know, someone's someone's vagina. I think I'd be weirded out.
So you say that, but then if someone has a piece of fucking metal through their clit, we talked about a barbell clit before, that wouldn't bother you?
Cuz that takes real commitment. You know what I'm saying?
So now it's a commitment thing.
Yeah, you're not just taking.
So, someone pulls down. She pulls down her drawers, and it's vajazzled. And you're like, are you serious?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's cute.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's like a clip-on earring.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm picturing like Hello Kitty.
If you want to get serious, why don't you put a barbell through your clit?
Yeah. Honestly, yeah.
Stupid, bro.
No, not little sticky. Come on, that's like little kid shit.
No matter what, it's decoration, bro. Yeah. It's a bedroom play. It's no matter how you look at it, it's fun.
Speaking of that, I mean, now as far as like the whipped cream bikini thing and food and all that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
How did that go down?
You know, the
Adam's like, depends if I'm dieting.
He's like, usually I call it the banana split.
So
Adam's like, I like to put a chicken breast.
I wait till she's really hungry.
Adam's like, I like to put a chicken breast and some tilapia and some broccoli.
That's right.
Because I'm dieting right now.
Whipped cream and syrup and all that stuff like that. I have to say though, my favorite out of all of them was, you remember those candy necklaces? They make underwear. Yeah. They make underwear panties.
Those
are pretty cool.
Didn't they have like some like fruit roll up?
I've done the fruit roll ups. But that's
I've never got into the eating thing. I always there's too many other smells and things going on. I don't want to just start eating some, you know, fruit roll ups and it's in Brown Town. You know what I'm saying? I don't want a Brown Town, you know, fruit roll up.
Gross, dude. That is so gross. Yeah, that would be. I would be worried about that also. No, so
yeah.
I was not a fan of fruit roll up type stuff. I've had that.
It's not in my snack pack.
The whipped cream. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of things like that in the bedroom. I feel like that television has overplayed. You know, it's. Just,
I think food is incredibly sexy, but not to put all over your freaking, you know, your privates. I think it's very sexy to see a woman enjoy a meal, and I don't mean like she's hogging it down. I mean, you ever seen a woman who
like
really
savor something?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
like
fuck.
Yeah. Real like.
So there's this woman I have a massive crush on. She's one of those TV chefs or whatever. She's an older woman. I think she's in her late 50s. Nigella is her name, and she's a bigger woman too. She's a large sized woman, but she's very sexy because the way she eats the food, it's like she's making love to it. And then at the end of the show, they have this little bit where she wakes. It's like in the middle of the night, and she opens the fridge and is eating the food. And it's like, look how naughty you are.
You are a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, look how naughty you are eating that food in the middle of the night, hungry like that.
Oh god, the custard. Yeah,
can't even control yourself.
You don't
food.
Get my vajazzling, but you freaking get off on some girl on the chef shows the way she eats her freaking.
Bro, watch the show, and if you don't get a freaking hard on, then you're crazy.
I have never.
Is it all the descriptors?
I cannot say I've ever been turned on by the way a woman eats.
Bullshit.
No, bro. I have never.
So if a woman's like, if she's just deep throwing a popsicle, you're not going to get a freaking.
You know what? Watching my girl fold laundry just turned on for me.
You call me weird.
Well, I guess what relates to the food thing is it's the detail while she's doing it. It's almost like I can see how calm and relaxed she is. Maybe like her mind's going, but she's going.
And you just want to go over there and just wreck the whole
thing. And also she's doing something that's helping me out. You know, she's folding my laundry. So I feel like, oh, it's so sweet. And it's just like, it's almost the fact that she's doing
it. What about when she's cooking for you?
Yeah, that too.
That's hot.
It is hot. Yeah. That's hot. And my girl preps my meals. So she does prep all my meals. So if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be able to do what I do. And it is a turn on when she is in the kitchen and she's prepping the meals and stuff like that. So I do like that. And ironically, she actually says she enjoys doing it because I've offered her. We've had companies who have offered to sponsor me and actually prepare my meals and send them to me for free and stuff. So I could have that done. And she actually chooses to do it. She likes to do it. I think she finds it therapeutic and she likes feeling a part of that and what's going on. So I like that too.
I love it when my wife cooks, she'll put on her, you know, her apron and, you know, she's a phenomenal cook. She's, you know, born and half her life she lived in Italy. So she's got that culture. And she'll be cooking. She'll get totally into what she's doing while she's cooking.
Yeah.
You know, stirring the sauce or whatever. And I'm just like, damn.
Yeah, it's hot. Okay, we can agree on that one. We don't see eye to eye on barbells and vajazzles. And
you don't like barbells?
No, dude.
Really? That's a turnoff?
It's not a turnoff. It's just weird, dude.
It's weird?
A piece of metal in your clit is weird, bro.
That's not weird.
It is weird.
Everything's weird, bro. You're wearing orange shorts. That's fucking weird, too.
Dude. That's dress code, bro. I don't even have a choice to wear that. Have you ever seen me wear this not when I'm working at freaking Orange Theory? It's called Orange.
Is that your Orange Theory?
It's not called Green Theory or Blue Theory. It's called Orange Theory, bro. I gotta wear orange shorts.
What about the freaking fluorescent green? What are those underneath?
These are actually.
His eyes are penetrating all the way through.
No, they're not, bro. Look, the way he's sitting right now.
I know. You're lucky that he's got whatever it is underneath.
I'm like 2 centimeters away.
You know
from
what I have, and I'll give a little shout out to this company because they were sent over to Craig.
No, they don't get it.
They don't get a shout out.
No, not unless you pay for it.
Oh, you don't even want me to plug? I love Justin. I almost
we're big time.
I almost didn't do it because Justin was like, "No, bro, Adam, they don't fucking pay you, dude. Don't even say anything." I'm like, "Okay, never mind." This underwear company that will remain nameless that I'm wearing right now.
There you go.
They have a nice little pouch for my balls and my cock.
Oh.
And they're
that's thoughtful.
Yeah, it's like almost like a little kangaroo pouch. Yeah. So they're boxer briefs. They fit.
Let me see.
Huh?
Let me see.
Do you want to see the
pouch? No, me and Justin will describe
the pouch.
We'll describe to the.
All right, you really want to see right now?
Yeah.
Oh fuck!
Yeah, no, what? I don't want to fucking see.
It's good radio, Justin.
Get you. Well,
radio.
It's my underwear, bro. Are you afraid? You can look away. Just close your eyes,
bro.
Dude.
It's.
Just close your eyes.
Weirder and weirder.
You know what? There's a line that me and Adam dance on a little bit.
You guys
play on that line a little
bit. Well, here's
dance on that together.
You like that cup, like that feeling. That's why I wear the freaking banana hammocks.
Okay, because
they're naturally like that.
You would love these.
Dude, I like breathing room. I don't know.
Listen. This is why I think these.
My
I'll tell you what, dude. I was going to give this company a shout because I really like their boxer briefs. They're boxer briefs, so they're fitted around my quads, my glutes. But they're comfortable. They don't feel skin tight or like they're sucking. And then where my cock and balls would go, they go in a, like a pouch. So they actually fit in this like roomy, free flowing.
It's like your little Joey.
Yes, it's actually what it's called. It's called a Joey pouch. Mm. And it's actually, it's quite comfortable. And of course it is. I wish they would send me more boxers.
Yeah, dude. I don't like boxers, Justin. Sorry.
I don't like boxers.
Listen.
No, first of all, boxers, you're walking around.
I'd free ball it if I could.
No, you're feeling things swing all over the place. It's all stimulating as you're walking. Things are rubbing on each other. You can't concentrate like that, Justin. You just fucking can't.
Well, you can see.
I got so much friction, bro. Like, it's like my freaking inner thighs are like always like just.
Yeah. Are you long? So you're a boxer guy?
Yeah.
Always?
Oh. Well, I'm like boxer brief slash boxer. It depends.
But,
So,
because
my boxer briefs, they always end up riding all the way up.
Yep.
And it makes this like V.
Yep.
Also, you guys would like these.
Yeah.
So, out of 7 days of the week, how many days are you probably wearing boxers?
Maybe two.
Oh, okay. Then boxer briefs or the rest?
Yeah, primarily.
Oh, so you're more boxer briefs?
Yeah.
Sal, you're.
I'm freaking Italian bikini underwear.
Always.
Every day.
Always.
Bro, I was born in those motherfuckers.
I've been
wearing them forever.
So I have some, and I wear those every now and then. So I have a couple pairs of jockey ones, and they happen to be my favorite underwears because
just call you Tarzan. Bro.
My ass and my legs look really good in them.
That's what I'm saying.
I do. But
see, Justin, you're
missing
out. I'm
just picturing Adam like turning around in front of the mirrors. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Don't you want to be able to do that, Justin?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, we got
them, bro.
So I do. I like them, but I can't say they're not. So for me, they're probably one of my favorites look wise. They're not my number one comfortable wise though, bro.
What?
Yeah, because you know what
it's
because
you're buying American bikini underwear. You need the ones from Italy, bro.
Okay, well, give me a pair, bro. I'm down to try. I'm open minded.
All right,
like high performance.
I'm gonna hook you up.
I was thinking about doing one of those little banana hammock looking ones before too. Those are real free. You want free flowing, Justin?
Bro, it's a beautiful.
Like, I feel like
that's damn near as close to commando as you can get.
Let me tell you something.
You know what they should make is one with like mesh, like right at the.
They
balls.
Make those, bro.
That's mesh,
bro. They make banana hammock ones like that.
Bro, I'm not
ventilation.
I'm not wearing latex underwear for God's sake. They're cotton.
You know what you should do, bro? You should gold bond your balls in, bro. If you're like a guy like that, then you probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you should. I do.
You a baby powder guy?
Yeah.
Are you a baby? Are you my
on a nice humid day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really baby powder the nuts so they don't stick to the thighs?
I know.
That's because you free ball. That's what I'm telling you. It's not separated from your legs. You got big quads, right?
Yeah.
So the balls are free flowing. Boom, stuck to your legs. Now what are you gonna do? You got to do the whole weird adjustment thing.
Yeah.
Or you gold bond them.
Yeah, you gold bond them.
Yeah, no.
Gold bond.
I kind of tried the gold bond thing for a while, but it's fucking messy, bro.
Yeah, and then you get everywhere.
Yeah, it's all over your floor and shit like that. My boy was like, "Oh my god, you have to do this. Makes your nuts feel so good." And I'm like, so of course I buy. I'm open minded, bro. I'm very open minded. I'll always try something at least once or five times. Mm. And so
light little like pixie dust. That's what I do. Like,
well, you know, I do a little.
Yeah.
My daddy shoot it all over the cock and balls, and then it feels amazing.
Right,
but then I have this.
Don't get it on your piece.
I have this mess all over my floor.
Yeah, keep it in the tank.
Mess all over the floor. And I'm like, this is not as much as this feels fantastic on my balls. It's I don't want to have to clean up the floor every time I get out of the shower. That's just a way.
I like to feel like a Sprite kissed them. That's what I like to feel.
Yeah, I wouldn't want powder all over myself. I just wouldn't want that.
It feels good, actually.
Well, you know, powder? It does help.
It's a different type of powder, though, bro.
Release the stick.
It's different. It's not like flour. You know, mm-hmm. That would be sticky.
Ooh, that would gum up.
Gum up. Yeah. This is like.
Can I use? Lifting chalk?
You'd be making bread.
Lifting chalk.
Can I use my lifting chalk?
Disgusting bread.
You should put some lifting chalk on your cock and balls. Let me tell you what that feels like.
So back on subject. So if you're with a
what
chick,
is the subject?
Pubes. So if you're with a chick, smoking hot, 10. She's a 10. Okay. Everything's good.
10.
You take her back to your place. Take off the clothes. She has. Not only does she have a bush. But it's a massive bush. It is an unruly, massive bush. Is that
I'm grabbing the clippers.
Is that a deal breaker?
She's a 10.
She's hot. Everything's beautiful, wonderful, smoking hot. Take everything down. Freaking Bob Marley. Just dreads coming out.
Okay, well, here's the exception to the rule. She's that smoking hot. It's out of control like that. Now, out of control like that, if it's done on purpose and she still takes care of her vagina.
Nothing. It's like she's never trimmed it in her life.
Okay, but listen though. If it's just the hair part is out of control, but the vagina is
everything's
like
clean.
A matted dog.
Yeah. Everything's clean, but it's just massive.
That ain't stopping me.
That's not stopping you?
It's not even a slight turn off. She's a 10, bro. She's a dime piece. She's a dime piece that maybe she's going to be
there's other angles.
What if it's an 8 with the bush?
Can we get an amen?
What? Is that the line?
An 8?
Yeah. That's a tough call.
Because an 8 with a bush, that crazy is now like a 6.5. You get like a 1.5 dog.
And you
dog.
Have standards.
Yeah, you have a 1.5 dog. That's a 6.5, bro. A 10 minus the 1.5, it's still an 8.5.
Yeah, okay,
still,
I can see that.
That's still money, bro.
I can see that.
Yeah.
All
right. You got to think, there's a mathematical equation.
You know what? Every episode, we seem to give out just the most valuable information.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people learned a lot from what we just talked about
there's
right
a
now.
A lot of...
This was not a waste of time like I thought it would be.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so...
No, never.
I just want to finish the episode by saying you're welcome, listeners.
Yeah. Pubopedia.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.